Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we listen to exchanges between a king and a girl's father as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranoru 349, penned by the poet Madurai Marudan Ilanaganar. Set in the category of Kanji Thinai or defense, the verse speaks about the danger to a town. நுதிவேல் கொண்டு நுதல் வியர்த்துடையா கடிய கூறும் வேந்தே தந்தையும் நெடிய அல்லது பணிந்து மொழியலனே இஃது இவர் படிவும் ஆயின் வை எயிற்று அரிமதர் மழைக்கண் அம்மா அறிவை மரம்படு சிறுத்தி போல அணங்கு ஆயினல் தான் பிறந்த ஓர்க்கே. A tiny verse with a collection of striking glimpses. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Wiping the sweat on his brow, with his sharp spear, the king speaks harsh words. As for her father, he speaks a lot, but says not humble words. This seems to be their natures. If this is to be, that beautiful young maiden, with sharp teeth, red-streaked, moist, rain-like eyes, akin to a small spark that falls on a tree, has brought death to the town of her birth. Time to delve deeper into the nuances. The poet starts with a snapshot of a king as he stands there wiping the drops of sweat on his forehead with his spear's end. A moment to pause and reflect on this image. Here's a king wiping his forehead, not with a delicate silk handkerchief, but with the sharp end of a spear, one that has no doubt caused brutal events in a battlefield. This single shot, single line portrait is an excellent characterization of the warlike personality of this king. Continuing with the words that the king seems to be speaking rather harshly, the poet then turns to describe the stance of the father, who seems to be talking for long, but none of those words seem to have any humility or intention of bowing down before this king. Since the poet is remarking on the absence of humility, we can understand that this quality was expected in that situation. Such seems to be the nature of these two men, the poet remarks, and then continues saying, if there is no breakthrough between them, then that maiden, no doubt the father's daughter, the one having neat teeth and moist eyes, will become the ruin of her village. To symbolize how, the poet concludes with a simile of a spark that falls on a tree and then destroys the forest entire. Subtly, the poet weaves in the ferocity of a forest fire that has such humble origins and equates it to the gentle maiden who has brought destruction to the place of her birth because of her beauty. Just like how that single spark is not responsible for the forest fire, and the credit must in fact go to the hands that lit it, it's not the girl who is to be blamed for the ruin, but these men who are squabbling on behalf of their egos. In a tangent, reverting back to the interaction between the king and the father, it makes us wonder how the whole situation would have changed had the father spoken with more humility. A verse that subtly nudges us about the care and thoughtfulness needed when we have to say no to someone or something. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.